It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. While the Kincade Fire is now largely under control, it has left many of our neighbors reliving the nightmare of the Camp Fire, the Tubbs Fire, and other recent fires they survived. Reporter Adia White has the story that we first broadcast earlier this week.
For Sonoma County Supervisor Susan Gorin, watching the Kincade Fire brings back trauma and anxiety she hoped to never endure again. She lost her home in Oakmont during the 2017 Tubbs Fire. Mandatory evacuations are in place just blocks away from where she lost that home.
It absolutely brings me back 2 years ago. The same kind of emotions, the same smoke hanging in the air, the same catch in the throat. I met a fire survivor today, and we both hugged each other and sobbed.
Even those who didn't lose homes in 2017 are reminded of that trauma. Aaron Arnest evacuated with his family from Windsor on Saturday. They went to stay with friends in nearby Sebastopol, only to have to evacuate again just after midnight. I asked him how it feels to have such a large fire here again.
It feels, you know, got a little PTSD from it. We were in Windsor at the time, but had a lot of family up in Mark West. I had to evacuate. It was pretty surreal. We felt kind of the same feeling we did that night in 2017.
Watching fires strike the North Bay also has those who experienced last fall's Camp Fire on edge. It hasn't even been a full year, and the Kincade Fire ignited in a way that feels all too familiar. Tammy Donaldson, who lost her home in Concow, near Paradise, recalls people spending the 3 days before the campfire getting ready for a planned outage.
These aren't people that stopped at Costco on their way home to get a big pack of batteries. These are people that took the last of their grocery money and paid $12 for a couple batteries at the only market up there. These people put gas in their generators if they had them, instead of their cars.
Now, she's watching the Kincade Fire while enduring another PG&E blackout.
When our power's off, we don't have running water in Concow. I only know of a few people that have a solar well. Fires start for all kinds of reasons, and we couldn't put one out up there. It's very scary. We feel like sitting ducks.
Jenny Lowry, also a Concow resident, echoed that statement, saying it's difficult for campfire survivors to recover when they're being triggered by power outages and what's happening south of them.
People are barely functioning. They're smelling smoke from these other fires. Nobody's sleeping. It's terrifying to live up there right now because the what-if factor, every little thing, should I pack, should I go, you know, should I have my stuff in the car?
Lowry says for those living the experience, PG&E's power shutoffs aren't working.
I don't understand. They have to do better. There has to be a better solution.
In Santa Rosa, Supervisor Susan Gorin is struggling to understand too.
I'm not happy that I was a fire survivor and I have not rebuilt yet. I hope to rebuild next year. And now here we have it again. And part of me says, why Sonoma County? Why is this happening to us again?
For KRCB and North State Public Radio, I'm Adia White in Santa Rosa.
This story produced in collaboration with North State Public Radio's Sarah Bohannon. For a list of mental health and other recovery-related resources, visit norcalpublicmedia.org.